Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Oh, it's a chilly start out there this morning. Temperatures and wind chills are down in the low to mid 20s for most of us. I'll show you why temperatures will begin to warm up later today and how much warmer it will be for much of the rest of the week.
A man and a six-month-old baby are in the hospital this morning after a shooting in Fayetteville. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And a news helicopter belonging to 6ABC in Philadelphia has crashed with two members of their news team on board. We'll have the latest from the Live Center. Iceland's capital city of Reykjavik could feel effects today from the volcanic eruption happening on the island. People who live near the volcano are wondering when they'll be able to go home. They've been evacuated for weeks now, but what a sight to see that fire and fury bubbling out of the earth's surface. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning as we get you closer to Christmas. Thanks for checking in with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Kit Smith. Of course, some of the fiery volcanoes and the ice conditions we're experiencing around here. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRSV Weather Center, tracking this very cold morning.
It's cold out there. It's beautiful. Skies are clear. And of course, holiday decorations are shining all over the place. Rocky Mount Mills looking beautiful there with the water tower all lit up. It is 28 degrees in the triangle. Our wind just shifted to northeast at 3 miles per hour. The wind is really light this morning. It's not something that, you know, is going to be just biting out there, but it is enough to create a wind chill in a few places. Our wind just 7 in Fayetteville and 3 in Rocky Mount. A lot of places seeing calm winds. And so the temperature isn't affected by a wind chill if we don't have any wind. So it's 21 in Roxborough, 24 in South Hill, but it feels like 24 in Durham and Raleigh. It feels like 25 in Rocky Mount. It feels like 21 in Fayetteville, and it is 22 in Southern Pines. It's a cold morning out there for us. From here, though, temperatures begin to head the other direction. Yesterday's highs were in the low 40s. Today's highs in the low 50s. We still have one more cold morning tomorrow, and then temperatures begin to climb. I'll show you how that will feel for the holiday coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader this morning. It is 6:01 here on your Wednesday, and we have a good start for you out there on the roadways. If you're heading out to work this morning a little bit early, we have green across the board. All of our major routes in the clear. No incidents to tell you about. Here's the Beltline at Capitol Boulevard looking back towards the east there, and you can see both directions. Cars moving freely right now. We'll let you know if that changes, and we'll let you know if any crashes or any sort of road backups happen this morning, and we'll keep you updated. Renee and Ken.
Brett, thank you. Breaking news right now this morning in Fayetteville, where a six-month-old child was shot overnight. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live outside UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill to where that baby was airlifted. And Kelsey, we understand police say a man was also shot.
Yes, Renee, and that six-month-old baby is still here in the hospital in Chapel Hill. The two shootings, the man and the baby, are connected to the same location. We'll get that to that in a moment here, but around 9:40 last night, police were sent to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in Fayetteville. That's where the man was being treated for his injuries. Their investigation led police to Nicky Avenue, so you should see that on the map on your screen. It's about 10 minutes away from the hospital in Fayetteville. When police got there, they found the six-month-old shot. So we're working to get an update on the man and the baby's condition. We're also asking police if they know anything about a shooter or whether these two incidents were related. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Well, a person is on the run this morning after shooting a man in the face in Raleigh. This happened at an abandoned house on Old Wake Forest Road around 6:45 last night. Police believe both people were living in that abandoned home. The man who was shot walked to a nearby shopping plaza where he was found by police. Officers had Old Wake Forest Road closed down during the investigation. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital. Police know who they are looking for but have not been able to track that person down.
We're learning more this morning about a fire in Durham overnight. We first brought you this story as breaking news in the WRAL Live Center at 11. Fire crews responded to Laurel Drive for a report of a commercial structure fire. We now know that structure was a garage that was on fire, and then flames spread throughout the building. The Durham Fire Department was able to knock that fire out in 10 minutes. No one was hurt.
Well, former President Donald Trump may not be on the ballot in all 50 states for the Republican primary. The Colorado Supreme Court making making the historic decision to bar Trump from appearing on ballots in that state. Justices deemed Trump ineligibility because of the January 6th insurrection of the U.S. Capitol. The justices say that disqualifies him under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Trump's campaign says it will file an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court.
North Carolina elections officials shot down a challenge that would have taken Trump off the ballot here. A voter from Stokes County filed the complaint, arguing Trump should be disqualified because of his actions during the January 6th attack. A previous challenge to Trump's status on the North Carolina ballot was voluntarily dismissed in September.
And President Joe Biden will not face competition here in the 2024 primary. The North Carolina Democratic Party requesting that only his name will show up on the ballot in March. Spokesperson tells WREL no other Democrats have been campaigning in North Carolina. Now, two Democratic challengers, Marianne Williamson and Dean Phillips, have been running national campaigns. Now, they could still sue to get their names on the ballot in our state.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following tragic news out of Philadelphia this morning. The NBC affiliate there is reporting that a sixth ABC helicopter, which is the sixth, the ABC affiliate in Philadelphia, has gone down with two members of their news team on board, a pilot and a photographer. And sadly, this morning, we are learning that they were both killed in that crash. It happened last night, just after 8 o'clock. This is the scene. The reporter was just at the scene there. But if you look in the distance, that is a police officer blocking the access road to the crash site, which they say is about 3 miles in. The names of the pilot and the photographer are not being released this morning because families are still being notified. But this crash happened last night just after 8 p.m. in the Wharton State Forest, which is in New Jersey. I do have the flight path here to show you where the helicopter took off. You can see it travel down to near Atlantic City, and then it makes the turn, and that is where the chopper went down. Police say they had to use forestry tools and plows just to get to the crash because it was such a heavily wooded area. The cause of this crash right now is not known. But again, a pilot and a photographer with the 6th ABC news team were both killed in this crash. Our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are with them this morning.
Oh, such a sad story. Michelle, thank you. A man is in custody this morning after crashing into a Wake County deputy's patrol car while trying to get away from a traffic stop. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. The chase began yesterday afternoon around 2 on Pede Road in Raleigh. It stretched into Durham, where 59-year-old Philip Spence was arrested. Authorities say Spence had an active warrant for his arrest on felony gun charges. No one was hurt.
Raleigh police are looking for leads about who killed a man on I-440 as he headed home from work. We're learning more about Robert Williams, who was shot and killed Sunday. He was known as a talented handyman with a company called Rob's Remodeling. Detectives found his white van with two bullet holes on I-440. Police have said they're looking for the driver of an SUV, but have not given more information. A friend of Williams, who didn't want to share her name, talked about her grief with WREL.
I still am a little in shock, just because he is just the kindest person, and for him to be taken away, you know, from something like this, it just seems like so much injustice.
Raleigh police interviewed the driver of the SUV we just mentioned, but detectives are still looking for more witnesses. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward.
New this morning, a deal on immigration and national security will not happen this week. You're looking live at the U.S. Capitol right now, where Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made that announcement last night. They say it will take weeks for them to reach a deal. Schumer says the Senate is now pushing negotiations over the larger national security package with aid for Ukraine and Israel to early next year. This week, the White House warned that an aid package schedule for Ukraine later this month will be the country's last this year without a deal from Congress.
A nonprofit group in Rocky Mount will be giving out food today to families needing a little extra help during the holidays. Ripe for Revival will pack about 3,000 boxes of food for holiday meals today at Rocky Mount Mills. This is video from previous year's events. Volunteers will be packing the food for other nonprofits to give out to families this afternoon.
The volcano that erupted this week in Iceland continues to spew lava and toxic gases into the air. This is a live look right now from Iceland. Authorities there say the lava flow has diminished to only about a quarter of what it was when the volcano erupted Monday, so just not as high as before. The toxic gases remain a concern, though, and pollution from the eruption could reach the capital city of Reykjavik today. The volcano is only about 2 miles from the town of Grindavik. People evacuated the town weeks before the eruption when tremors first began. Now they don't know when they'll be able to return home. All roads into the town remain closed, except for people who are working with authorities in that danger zone.
Just about 10 minutes after 6 now, a lesson taught to two-year-olds in a Florida daycare is leading to controversy. Parents of one little girl say she was restrained and fingerprinted as part of a lesson about civil rights icon Rosa Parks.
A warning as you look to buy last-minute gifts and stocking stuffers. The so-called gift card draining scam that has authorities asking you to watch out.
It's a cold start this morning. It feels like 20s as you're heading out the door in most of the viewing area. But we begin to warm up a little bit this afternoon, and we have milder temperatures into the holiday. I'll show you when we do have more rain back in our forecast coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a cold start out there this morning. Our temperatures are mainly in the low to mid 20s. The wind chill is making it feel like that in some places, and in other places it's just in the mid 20s. And we knew it was going to be a cold start, but just make sure the kids are all ready for it as they head out to the bus this morning. Of course, this is the last day of school before Christmas break for a lot of kids. This afternoon, warmer than yesterday, looking at temperatures close to 50 degrees. Yesterday, we were closer to 40 stepping out the door. A lot of folks may be headed out to Woolies Winter Wonderland this evening. Temperatures are going to be pretty nice for that. At 4 o'clock, 49, we will drop it into the 30s as we get past sunset. But we won't have much of a wind chill. We've had to deal with that the last couple of days. We'll take a look at the holiday forecast coming up.
Take a look at traffic right now, and delay-free across the board coming into Raleigh on all of our major routes. Not seeing any incidents out there on the road. No crashes to tell you about at this point. Over in Durham, we're looking at the same thing. Pretty much delay-free all the way on all of our major routes. Maybe a minute or two here and there, but so far no slowdown spots out there that we've seen so far. I-40 at Wade Avenue, that's our live camera from DOT, and traffic flowing in both directions right now, Ken.
But thanks. So parents in Florida are outraged after kids at a daycare were made to reenact the arrest of Rosa Parks. The parents of a two-year-old say their child was restrained by another child in police uniform and fingerprinted as part of that reenactment. Well, the parents believe their daughter is the only black child in that class. After they saw the photos, the parents pulled their daughter out of that daycare. Now, school officials say the play happened spontaneously during a lesson and it was not part of the authorized curriculum.
The FAA is getting an extension on its authority to address airport planning, equipment, operations, and safety. Senators passed a short-term extension in their final vote of the year. It had been held up by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who wanted negotiations on border security to happen first. The extension maintains the FAA's authority until March 8th as Congress works on new legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill also gives the FAA more funding during the busy holiday travel season.
If you're looking for a last-minute gift, you'll want to hear this. Police are warning about a surge of scam called gift card draining. Today's weekend anchor Laura Jarrett says this happened to her when she bought gift cards for coworkers. After buying them, she discovered they were worthless.
From the naked eye, these do not appear to be tampered with at all.
Right? Not even a little bit.
Right.
All the seals look totally fine. In fact, it says on here, if tamper evident, don't purchase. So I checked it before I checked out. Everything looked good from the outside.
Well, police say scammers are taking the numbers from the cards, then putting them back on store racks. This morning on Today, what you need to know to avoid the risk of being left with a worthless gift card. Today, of course, airs right here at 7 on WRAL.
A skunk in Orange County has tested positive for rabies. That's according to Orange County Animal Services. Officials say the animal was seen around Coal Mill Road and Umstead Road in Durham on December 15th. And people called animal control after they say the skunk was behaving strangely and aggressively.
Well, rescue crews help people in northern New Jersey evacuate their homes overnight because of flooding. The Passaic River rose well above its banks, prompting a state of emergency. Governor Phil Murphy warned people to leave before roads became impassable. Some who stayed in their homes had to be rescued.
It is 6:17, and a trade-off this morning. It's not as windy this morning, and so we don't really have that wind chill, but our temperatures are colder than yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. So it still feels cold out there, Elizabeth.
It does. Boy, it feels like low to mid-20s in a lot of places, but our skies are clear. And, you know, there's something about the wind. You know, the wind just automatically makes it feel colder, so it's nice to see our winds easing up just a little bit. Goldsboro's looking pretty this morning. They're all lit up with their holiday lights. Same thing here in Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course Fayetteville there. Our newsroom on Hay Street, looking nice and quiet. So the temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. And in some places, there's no wind chill. So it is 22, feeling like 22 in Southern Pines. It's 21 in Roxborough, 24 in South Hill. But in the Triangle, it feels like 24. It feels like 25 in Rocky Mount. And it is 30 in Clinton. It feels like 21 in Fayetteville right now, where we just have some light wind. It doesn't take a whole lot of wind to make that wind chill effect feel awfully cold. It's going to be a quiet period for us. This high pressure system is going to keep things dry for us. Right now, it's feeding in some air from the north. As it slides eastward, it'll shift to southerly, and that will allow our temperatures to warm up, probably about 10 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. This is the next thing that we're watching, but it's way out there in the Pacific, moving onshore to the West Coast right now. So it's going to be a long time getting here. We're talking about Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, so a full week from now. But it's something that we'll have our eye on because the models are picking up on this one being a soaker, sort of like we've seen the last couple of Sundays. We take a look at what's happening for us on Sunday for Christmas Eve. It'll be fine. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will feel nice. Now, Monday for Christmas Day, we'll see increasing clouds, and there will likely be some rain on Monday night. Early Tuesday morning, you can see where the rain is falling. And next Wednesday, a week from now, the rain's likely to be heavy in the morning and then gradually sliding out during the afternoon. So that's another one where we could see another inch or two of rain. As a matter of fact, we take just an early look. Again, 1 to maybe an inch and a half, maybe some spots up to 2 inches. That's a really early look. That number is likely to change as we get closer to the middle of next week. But for the holiday, we're looking fine. Christmas Eve on Sunday, partly cloudy, mild temperatures in the mid-50s. And then on Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, could be a sprinkle. Most likely there'll be rain overnight, 58 for the high temperature. Christmas Day temperatures, the coldest in the last 50 years was 19 for the high back in 1983. Eek, last year was chilly though, 40 degrees. That was the 24th coldest in the last 50 years. But we're looking at really nice temperatures today, 51. But then after that, the first day of winter, Thursday, mid-50s, and we'll be in the mid to upper 50s all the way through the holiday. And it stays mild Tuesday and Wednesday when we see the rain. It looks like rain and nothing frozen. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Take a look at traffic in US 1 at Walnut Street. That's our live look here. Right now, traffic flowing in both directions pretty good so far this morning over if you're coming in from the Apex area. Not seeing any delays on the sensors in that neck of the woods. Coming over back to a wider look of the rest of the Triangle, 540 and 440. The Beltline looking good as well. Coming in from Wendell right now, no trouble spots either. We had a trouble spot there a couple of days ago. We're going to keep an eye on that and let you know if anything changes. Let you know if any other incidents pop up. Ken and Renee.
Hey, Brett, thanks. Unrest in the Middle East is leading to a hike in oil prices. The global ramifications of attacks on ships in the Red Sea by an Iranian-backed militia.
NBA star Ja Morant is back on the court after a suspension for brandishing a gun. His return to the game after his second offense.
And a winning look at your North Carolina education lottery numbers right there on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, today in What's Trending, Cameron Diaz is firing back at reports about problems on the set of her new movie.
Diaz co-stars with Jamie Foxx in the upcoming Netflix movie, Back in Action. Speaking on a podcast yesterday, Diaz says she was upset by rumors that she and Foxx didn't get along on set. Some reports said Diaz wanted to quit because things were so bad. But she says it was actually quite the opposite. She called Fox the cheerleader on the set and said everyone loved working with him.
Yeah, it's interesting because they have a history together. They've worked together in a couple of movies, mm-hmm. Any Given Sunday back in the 90s, Annie back in 2014. But, you know, this was the same movie where he had that medical scare a few months ago. So maybe they have a new perspective moving forward as a result of that. So it's good to see that movie coming out, though.
For the record, no problems on this set. Ken and I get along
absolutely wonderfully. Well, I want to take a look at these pictures right now. Ryan Reynolds and Rob McInerney channeling their inner Wham members and recreations of the band's album covers. I love it. McInerney shared these pictures to Instagram with the caption, "Wrexham." A fan of the soccer team made them along with others he shared on social media.
Hey, they make a pretty good George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, right? Okay, if only they could record a Last Christmas, that would be fantastic. And you know, Ryan never did come visit in Cary and Chapel Hill, you know, when the team played. Yeah, we never did see him.
Next time, Renee.
Maybe in 2024.
Yes.
NBA star Ja Morant is back on the court after a suspension for flashing guns on social media. He hit the game-winning basket for the Memphis Grizzlies last night as they topped the New Orleans Pelicans. It was Morant's first game after serving a 25-game suspension. He brandished a gun in an Instagram live stream in June. He was suspended for 8 games last season for a similar video.
There's going to be a movie with that, I'm sure. You could find a great deal on gas prices this afternoon at local Circle K's. Participating locations will be selling gas at 30 cents off per gallon between 4 this afternoon and 7 this evening. It's happening at Circle K's all across central and eastern North Carolina, as well as along the South Carolina coast. You can find a full list of participating stations on Circle K's website.
As it was yesterday, so it'll feel a bit more comfortable. As a matter of fact, it's a cold start this morning, but our temperatures this afternoon will be about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'll show you where we're headed after that, coming up.
And we continue to follow breaking news this morning. A six-month-old is in the UNC Medical Center after being shot in Fayetteville. You're looking live outside the hospital right now. What police are revealing about the investigation about that shooting.
And two members of a Philadelphia news station were killed after their helicopter crashed last night in New Jersey. I'll have the latest from the Live Center.